Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Power outages are the big thing tonight, as millions are without it as a result of the storm. We'll have more on that later. But first, you've heard the news. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Arxides Barbeau resigned today, citing concerns with Mayor de Blasio's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. But waiting in the wings is the newly announced commissioner, Dr. David Choksi, and he joins us live now on the 1010 Winds News Hotline. Good evening, sir, and how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Clarify for me, is it Choksi or Choksi? You know the new guy. We have a problem pronouncing the name.
No problem. It's Dr. Dave Choksi.
It is Choksi. Thank you very much and welcome. Talk about a quick turnaround, Doc. Was this a surprise announcement for you, or have this been in the making for some time now?
I've been lucky to be in city government for several years at New York City Health and Hospitals, taking care of patients and serving New Yorkers in that way. And I was part of the coronavirus response earlier this year for the city. So in some ways, this is something that I've been preparing for many months. But to answer your question, this is something that came about very recently, but I was honored that the mayor thought of me and will do my utmost to protect the health and safety of New Yorkers.
Okay. What reaction have you gotten from the council or the chairman, at least at this point?
Well, I think, everyone from the folks that I've spoken with on the council to my colleagues have pointed out that we are still in the midst of a pandemic, and all we have to do is look around the country to see, how challenging the situation it can be. And we remember that from just a few months ago here in New York as well. So we've got to hit the ground running, and we've got to make sure that we take the lessons that we've learned over the last few months and really focus on protecting New Yorkers going forward.
Yeah, Dr. Choksi, what would you say is the biggest thing on your plate right now as you walk in the middle of this pandemic? How do you walk into a pandemic and hit the ground?
Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate to be working on this for several months now, and that's really informed my top priorities going forward, which are, number one, prevent a resurgence of the coronavirus. Number two, plan and prepare for a vaccination campaign, first with influenza as we head into flu season in just a few months, and then for a COVID-19 vaccine when it's available. And then third, to not lose sight of the fact that despite the direct effects of the pandemic, there's so many other indirect ways in which New Yorkers have suffered, whether it's mental health issues related to stress, or some of the care that's been foregone for chronic conditions.
Yeah.
And so we've got to keep that in mind as well.
And you've seen it firsthand. I understand out of Elmhurst, and you have a young daughter and all. That's one of the hot spots, at least one of the busiest hospitals there over in Elmhurst. So you've seen this. This is not new to you.
It's not. And unfortunately, we saw so much tragedy and suffering, particularly in my community. I live in Jackson Heights in Queens. And so that's something that I will never forget. And I take care of patients at Bellevue Hospital and have borne witness to many of their stories as well. And it's all motivation for me to do everything that I can to protect the health of my fellow New Yorkers.
Okay, Dr. David Choksi, the newly announced commissioner of the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Good luck to you, sir, and be well. We'll be talking, I'm sure, a lot ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.